This morning. We've had the most exciting morning. We've had all sorts of interesting guests, and now I'm really going to give you a treat. And I think I told you when I first read what we're going to have today, I have two very attractive people in my studio right now, Iris and Martin Onrad, who are co-creators of Comfy Hips, a new hip protector product. It helps prevent fractures for those who are at risk of falling. And you know, a lot of you who listen, unfortunately, you've either fallen or you're afraid of falling or you've had hip replacements. So welcome to our show, folks. Thanks for coming.
Good
Thank
morning.
You for having us.
Yeah, I wish this were television. They're just so attractive, and they're just so bubbly. They're so excited to share something that they have created. Why don't we start off actually with you, Iris, I'm sorry. And tell us, Comfy Hips. What is that? Is that something that we all should have, or is it for a particular group of people?
Comfy hips are designed for people who have a high risk of falling. So if you have osteoporosis, if you have any neurological problems, if you're on certain medications that could create dizziness, lightheadedness, people who don't have good vision, who really are at high risk of falling. And it's basically an undergarment. We have men's models and ladies' models. And over the hip bone, we have pockets inside the undergarments. And in each pocket, we have a very specialized pad. It was designed with the University of Florida, these pads. And each pad weighs less than 25 potato chips, yet it absorbs up to 87.2% of impact on lateral falls.
And I'm looking at this, and I'm going to get you into this, Martin. I want you to feel neglected. I'm looking at these neat pairs of pants, a little underwear, and these little pads. And I have to tell you that I think if my mother had this on when she slipped, because she didn't fall very hard, but she fell hard enough that she wound up with a hip fracture. And as we all know, and she was in her 90s, she had the hip fracture. It didn't take very long that she was pretty much incapacitated. So tell me what your experience with this is.
Well, unfortunately, up to 24% of the people that fall pass away the first year from hip fractures. In addition to that, the quality of life for those that do survive pretty much goes downhill during the first 5 years. And funny thing is that about a year before we brought Comfy Hips to market, both my wife's aunt and my aunt both fell and broke their hips. Yes, thank goodness they're alive, but again, their quality of life is nowhere what it used to be prior to that. Basically what we're trying to do is we're trying to A, educate, and obviously B, save lives. And we've done this in Canada for the last 3 years, in the USA for the last year. We're going into the Scandinavian market in early 2013. And we've already been in the United Kingdom for the last 6 months. And we've actually been contacted by a South African distributor that's interested in carrying Comfy Hips.
Okay, so we're going to try to do this visually, even though it's the radio, what a Comfy Hip is. And that's C-O-M-F-I. H-I-P-S, C-O-M-F-I-H-I-P-S .com. So they are comfortable. I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but I did feel the hip of Iris and Martin because they have them on, and you can hardly feel the little extra padding on their underwear. Well, let me just say this: these are beautiful little pairs. It's just like briefs, and it's an amazing thing, Iris, how the little pad slips into this little place. It's like when we were young women, you know, we wanted to have more padding in our brassieres.
Oh yeah,
it's kind of like that, right? It just slips right
just
in there.
Slips right in there. Absolutely, it's easy to put in. It's easy to use. And so many of the people who do wear them currently forget that they're wearing them because they're just like wearing your regular underwear, which is what makes them so wonderful. In fact, many times after conferences, when Martin and I wear them, we'll go to dinner and we'll look at each other and laugh and go, oh, we forgot to take off our Comfy Hips.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's so well designed. And of course, we all know, and I love this, comes in with a package, fall prevention tips for home safety. These are excellent things for people to know about. But the big problem, and I guess this is the thing, that a lot of people are not into prevention. And we were talking before the show, we wear seatbelts. We wear, hopefully, pads when you're skating and doing things like that. I don't know how many older people are skating now, but no, you'd be surprised.
You never know.
But it really is the prevention. People wear helmets, you know, when they're riding bicycles and they're not going very fast.
Right.
Why are they doing that? This is much simpler than a helmet on your head. This is something that you're just going to wear, and if you slip and fall, it doesn't mean that you're not going to break your hip. I mean, I know you don't guarantee that, but I think what it will do is ease the hurt. Now, let me just go, and I told you this when I saw you. My husband has new hips. I mean, he's had them for many years, and he just banged against the wall very casually, didn't even know what he did, and he wound up with a hematoma. If he had had these on, he would not have had that happen.
Possibly not. There's a good chance of that because we've done impact testing and at different, let's say, newtons of force. And they absorb the impact from about 3,000 newtons, which is like that.
It's
a bump
okay.
on the
you
table.
Can bump.
Bump on the table.
The table.
Right. Up to 10,000 newtons of force. So, and that's what the average person falls with. Between 7,500 and 10,000 newtons, yeah.
You know, Martin and Iris, I don't know if you know this, but my mother died when she was 94, but as she was aging, and she didn't have osteoporosis, she started to bend over. She was getting closer down there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what wound up happening was I asked her, why is she heading so far down to the floor?
Mm-hmm.
And the osteopathic doctor said because she's afraid of falling. She wants to get as close to the floor as she can. Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
Because, you know, they walk and they have their little, you know, their walkers.
Relators.
But they start to walk by themselves. Closer. And I didn't know that's why she was doing that.
That's interesting. I've
it
never
is
heard
because,
that
you know, as you're walking, you're looking down. And so if someone had these on their, you know, wore your wonderful comfy hips, maybe that would take away the worry.
Well, it does make you feel more secure. This is what we've been told by people who are wearing them in a lot of the long-term care facilities. It makes them feel more secure. It helps them have a more normal, quote-unquote, way of life as people age. And that's what's wonderful about them.
I think it's a good thing. Get your pencils out. Remember, I keep telling you, this is Pencil Talk Radio. Let me give you a phone number if you want to order them, if you want more information. You probably want more information first. Go to 877-857-1110. And I'll repeat that again. It's 877-857-1110. And if you are on the web, go to Comfy, that's with an I, C-O-M-F-I, hips, comfyhips.com. This is unique. I love having new products on our show, and I am so thrilled to have the Comfy Hips. It's something I had never heard of. Apparently, there are other companies that make them, but this is the best of all of them. It's the research has been so good that anything that was wrong with the others, this has helped, especially the lightweight little pads. And I love when they say, it's as light as a small little package of, or 20 potato chips or something. And it is. We tried it.
Right.
I did hold a package of potato chips, and also it's true. All right. Well, let me ask you, Martin. So how did you get here? Here's a very powerful businessman. How did you get into this business?
Well, I've been in the importation and distribution of specialized orthopedic products in Canada for many years. I had been working with a hip protector from the UK, and Iris got involved with this as well. And we really didn't like a lot of what the product was or wasn't doing. We flew over to England. We met with the manufacturers over there, and we said, can you make certain changes? Well, they heed and they hawed. Well, maybe yes, maybe no. But ultimately, at the end of the conversation, they said no.
You were really serious folks, weren't you?
We are. We are. We were and we
you
are.
Really?
Well, there's such a need for it.
That's great. I mean, to go to all that extent to change something. So then they decided that they wouldn't do it. So what else was left?
Well, we came back on the airplane, and I was a little depressed, so to speak, about the fact that they really wouldn't work with us. And, you know, Iris says to me, you know, why don't you think about the possibility of us making our own product? And I looked at her. I said, are you for real? Anyways, to make a long story short, I thought about it, and I thought about it, and then I started doing research, and I researched this, and I researched that, and then we came upon some different materials, and then we found approximately 400 different material combinations. At that point in time, we said, look, maybe we're on to something. Both being graduates of the University of Florida, we contacted them, Department of Biomechanics, and we said, look, we've got something here. We're not sure how good this could be. Would you be interested in working with us to help us to test the different combinations to see what we came up with? Well, to make a long story short, after several months, they said, sure, okay, let's do this whole thing. And they had engineers. I think they had an engineer from NASA. They had all different testing devices.
It was so much fun.
This is pretty serious business.
Yeah. We learned a lot. And they tested over 400 combinations. And at the end of the testing, they actually had two combinations which came below what they considered to be the hip fracture threshold. Well, to make a long story short, close to 5 years later, we brought Comfy Hips to market.
5 years of research.
We needed to perfect it. We wanted to bring it to market whereby no one could say, well, it doesn't do this or it doesn't do that. We wanted to make sure there were no – we got all the kinks out of the entire project. And we've been lucky – we've been so lucky that since introducing Comfy Hips into the market pretty much in North America and actually now in Europe, we've not had one product return from anyone. So we've been really lucky.
Well, I'm looking at it. It's packaged beautifully. It's if you could have underwear that looks elegant, this is elegant. And then to have these wonderful little pads, which are so lightweight, and it fits in. Why don't you kind of describe that, Iris, how that all works?
Well, like we said, it's a basic ladies brief or men's brief. We want our ladies to feel feminine and our men to feel masculine. It's very important as people age. If, unfortunately, somebody's wearing an incontinent product, you just go up one size, which is wonderful because you just measure people's waist. That's all it goes by is the waist size. So basically, let's talk about the ladies' brief. You just take out the undergarment. You make sure that people are sitting down, which is something that people don't think about. How many people out there stand up, put on their underwear, put on their pants, and that's one of the greatest ways that people can fall. So it's so important. You put the pads inside the pocket with the writing out, facing away, but there's a natural curve. So we curve the pad so that it naturally fits around your hip, again, to make it like you're not wearing anything. So you put the pads in the pockets, you make sure you're sitting down, and you put on your undergarments. And then you put on whatever you're going to wear over your undergarments. And that's it. Your pads go right over your greater trochanter, which is your hip bone. And it's a very simple thing. And you wear them day and night. We want people who are at extremely high risk of falling in the nighttime when they get up to go to the bathroom, get up to get a glass of water. We want them wearing them. You know, when Martin and I were doing the prototyping phase, we both slept in them. Because we had to make sure, and he is the lightest sleeper in the world. Our son came home the other night and turned on the alarm at 3, turned off the alarm at 3 in the morning and turned it back on, and Martin woke up. You know, just a little beep, beep, beep. So he was able to sleep in them. So it's designed to be worn both day and night.
Well, it certainly is an amazing product, and I have to say it is designed to be the most comfortable hip protector product on the market today. Tell me about, so when you were saying that this is good for people with a high risk of falling, and there's some other things that you're talking about, and we had someone with Alzheimer's, a program director, first show at 5 o'clock this morning, and I was thinking how important that was because they really are, a lot of people with Alzheimer's don't quite know where they are or what they're doing, and they could slip and fall. So maybe we should take this to the Alzheimer's Association, too. I don't know if you've thought of this, but I think it could be a wonderful place, and we could introduce you to some people up there. Right. What we're trying to do now is that when you have a new product and it has value, as this does, we want everyone to know about it. Hopefully, people who are listening are going to buy this for their adult their family members. If you're an adult child, you want a gift. It's so beautifully packaged. people would really understand it if you bought it for them or for yourself, if you just want to buy it for yourself. But it's not expensive. It's something that you just keep washing. I mean, it's underwear.
Right.
And
exactly.
And so there are two come in one package.
That's what's great. One of the things that makes us unique from some of the other products on the market is we sell two undergarments and two pads in a package. The reason being is people are going to soil their undergarments. Nobody wants to wear one undergarment every day. So if you wear it and it gets soiled or you just want to change it for the next day, you have another undergarment right there. We don't make people go out and purchase another whole set. Actually, some of the competitors even sew their pads in, which I find interesting. But
This is perfect. So someone could keep by. They could even have 4-6 pair of pants like a lot of people have. And then you have the one, the pads you just insert.
Exactly. We sell our undergarments separately also. And we sell just the undergarments, two in a package. We sell, if somebody should lose a pad, we'll just sell pads. That's what makes us unique also. We're really just trying to think of the end user's important issues, affordability, user compliance, and impact absorption.
You know, Martin and I, I think one thing, because you have your parents and they're older and you do care for them and they're here, this is probably, and I'm just thinking that this is why, one of the reasons it was so important to you, because you take care of them, you know, in a sense, you want them to be comfortable, you don't want them to get hurt. So maybe this had more of an importance than just another product. You're both looking at each other, pointing.
Trying to figure out who should talk.
Yeah, but you can both talk about that.
Well, at the end of the day, we want to save lives. Several years ago, my mom had some issues with a pacemaker that she was wearing. There was something to do with the battery, so it had to be changed, and we got her comfy hips. And it's funny, the funny thing is, she got them, she calls me up, and she started just really giving it to me. And I go, what did I do wrong?
Some cute
Mom,
guilt.
I hope you're not listening. But anyways, basically, she said to me, oh, you didn't give me the right size. And she just went on and on for a few minutes. Anyways, Iris got on the phone, spoke to her, says, Elsie, I'll be down. Just give me a couple hours. Anyways, Iris
we're
drove down.
We were living in Tampa at the time.
Iris drove down.
And they're here.
Right, yeah. Iris drove down and met with her and said, Elsie, show me how you put the product on. And she put it on and she goes, well, Elsie, the directions are that you have to put the pads in. So we really spent a lot of time educating and explaining to people. You know, we work with occupational therapists, physiotherapists, gerontologists, physicians, people in assisted living, long-term care facilities. We want to make sure people are educated to how to use the product, the results that can be obtained from using the products. We put a lot of time and effort into this. Again, we want to save lives. And you know what? We'll save lives one at a time.
Right.
But if you don't put the pads in the undergarments, it does you no good. So you have to read the instructions, whoever buys them.
It's just like a seatbelt in the car.
Exactly.
If you don't put your seatbelt on, and unfortunately you have an incident,
right,
you might have a problem.
Right.
You know, Martin mentioned results. There's one of the facilities that we've been selling to, and they did a little study the first year that we sold to them. It's a 387-bed facility. They had 818 falls that year. Incredible amount of falls.
Oh,
and
boy.
When they started using comfy hips that year, we reduced their hip fractures to less than 0.25% of those 818
That's
falls.
Amazing.
So we are getting results.
Now I'm wondering if you have to figure out what to do for people's knees. That's next.
We've been approached by people for football, for all. Actually, it's interesting. At one of the conferences, a policeman came up to us. He was walking around with somebody else, I don't know, and he said, this would be perfect for my wife. She's a policewoman, and her holster irritates her hips all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, they bought them, and it's a fabulous idea.
People
are so creative.
Right.
So it's amazing, you know. People who are new amputees, people with Alzheimer's, people with any type of medical issues, Parkinson's, neurological problems, anything that they could fall.
And something that's really important is to know the sizes, and I saw that. if people are saying, oh, well, I'm too fat, I'm too big, it'll never fit me, you really go way up. I see there's one that's XXX large.
Right, right. We do small to triple X for ladies and small to double X for men.
You told me a story when I met you first about this very overweight. Is that something we can talk about on the radio?
Yeah, just we won't mention any
names.
No.
I think that's a great story.
Well, I went into one of the long-term care facilities here. You know, we're based out of Boynton Beach. And I went into one of the long-term care facilities, and I was talking to the administrator and did my presentation, and he said, my mother-in-law lives here in one of the apartments, and she's very vain. If you can convince her, we'll buy him. Okay, so we're walking down the hall. I'm thinking, oh, my God, what did I get myself into?
And I have to just tell you that Iris is not only beautiful, she's so charming and so enthusiastic. She could charm anybody. So she figured, okay, I can do this, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
So I walk into this apartment, and the man and the wife are sitting there. He's very thin and frail and walked with a walker. And she was, I'd say, to be politically correct, probably a size 2X or 3X in the ladies. And I gave her the whole presentation and explained everything to her. And at the end, she goes, well, dear, you know, I don't really need any extra padding on my hips. And I stood up and I said, well, look, I'm wearing them. It's so slim that you can't even tell that people are wearing them. She said, yeah, but I really don't think I need padding. And I said, can I be blunt with you? And she said, yes. And I looked her right in the eye, and I said, if you fall, are you willing to take the extra risk of not having just a slight bit of extra padding to be one of those 24% people who die within a year? And she looked at me, and she said, can I buy them right now, please? And her husband stood up and said, I fall all the time.
Oh,
I want a pair,
gosh,
too.
Isn't that,
and that, was,
that
it.
Was it?
Because that's really what it's all about.
Right.
It's about people realizing nobody thinks they're going to fall.
No.
Nobody thinks they're going to fall. But we do. And as we age, our balance is not what it used to be. And if you know you are at a little bit of a higher risk, why not protect yourself and save your life, or save the life of a grandparent or a parent or an aunt or an uncle?
You know, I was thinking about a lot of the people now who are on bicycles. A lot of the older adults are on bicycles.
That's right.
I think they better all buy one of these,
that's
because
right.
they're all slipping and falling off those bicycles.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all it takes, right?
That's
one
right.
time?
That's right.
It's great. So let's just go over this again. So it's called Comfy Hips, C-O-M-F-I-H-I-P-S, designed to be the most comfortable hip protector product on the market today. People who have never even heard of a hip protector product are sitting there listening and saying, wow, this is good information. So if you want to find out more information, if you want to get something sent to you, you would call 877-857-1110. Again, that's 877-857-1110. Or you can go to their website, which is comfyhips.com. That's with an I, C-O-M-F-I, hips.com. Now, let me just talk about a few more things. What do you think now that you're doing this, you have white ones, are you going to make any in color? I mean, what's your next adventure with this, Martin?
Well, what we've
you're
tried
so clever.
To do is... thank you. What we've tried to do is really keep the cost down. We're really attentive to, you know, cost effectiveness of the product. You know, some of our competitors make a sweatpant and make this and make that. And we've looked at all these different things, but we want to keep the product affordable. You know, as senior citizens get older, you know, they're more about keeping money in their pocket, you know, whether it's for medications or food or clothing, et cetera, et cetera. So we've looked at other things, said, oh, yeah, we could do this and we could do that. But we worked really, really hard to just focus on being cost effective in addition to all the other benefits of Comfy Hips. Going forward, time will tell. I mean, I've had some interesting comments. Well, how about pink and how about this and all about that? But again, just want to keep it, you know, plain, simple, to the point. Let's educate, let's save lives, and let's keep it cost effective for people. And that's our goal.
That's great. Well, I think you've really done that, as you say. And it is a patented product. They're based out of Boynton Beach, Florida, which is interesting. And so if you are living in a nursing home now or any kind of a facility and you would like to tell your administrator about it, they could make an appointment and then you could get to meet them. You're certainly going to love this. Iris and Martin are certainly, their last name is Onrot, O-N-R-O-T, and you're actually Canadian, aren't you?
I was born in Canada. I lived most of my years in the States, and now I'm back and forth between Canada and the United States.
Right, and you said that your mother, both of you have mothers living here, and fathers, no fathers.
No, both the fathers.
Isn't it amazing that something that women are doing is right?
Living longer.
Yeah, so you have to, but they have you to take care of them in a sense, and it's a wonderful thing. Not everybody has their, you know, has their kids who even care the way you do. It's lovely to see this. So the thing that we're going to really talk about is if you have fallen already, this is a must, absolutely a must, because, you know you're going to fall again. And if you haven't fallen, but you feel that you're frail, that you're nervous, like my mother was nervous, just get them, wear them. Now, the other thing is, don't wear them one day and not the next. If you're going to wear them, start wearing them. And I would buy a couple of extra pair. It's a great thing. It's not expensive, and it's something you should really have. So, did we leave anything else out?
The only thing I can think of is that sometimes people who have fallen and had a hip replacement, they think, oh, I don't need something like that. But guess what, everybody? You have another hip. And if one hip is weak, that probably means your other hip is going to be weak, and it could give out, and you have to protect that other hip
also. But I even think, even if you've had hip replacements, and that you ought to wear these.
Right,
because
absolutely.
You don't want to fall again. That's
right.
The worst problem.
Right.
My husband's always worried about that. You know, he doesn't want to... Do have to go back for another hip operation, so it's very
important. Absolutely.
Well, I have to congratulate you. Yay!
Thank
for coming
you.
Up with something that
you.
Really is very important, and I'm sure that over the next 10 years you will become famous as Mr. and Mrs. Comfy Hips.
You know what? When we hear of people who have fallen and have worn it, and they didn't have a hip fracture, that's really what it's all about.
I know.
It's the results.
We both love helping people. That's how we've always been. And, you know, somebody turns 65 every 8 seconds in the United States, and one out of those three people fall every year, according to the CDC.
Well, we're not going to let it happen. If you buy Comfy Hips, we thank you very much. It's been great, and we wish you a lot of luck. And there will be an article in the January issue on this, so please look out for it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Nina.